Majjhima Nikaya, number 151, Pindapata Parisutta Suttang, translated from Nepali by Sister Upalavanna. I heard thus. At one time, the Blessed One lived in the squirrel's sanctuary in the bamboo grove in Rajagaha. Then Venerable Sariputta, getting up from his seclusion in the evening, approached the Blessed One, worshipped, and sat on the side. The Blessed One said to Venerable Sariputta, "Sariputta, your mental faculties are bright, skin color is pure. In which abiding do you spend your time mostly?" "Venerable Sir, I spend my time mostly in voidness." "It's good, Sariputta. You abide mostly in the abiding of great beings, Sariputta. A bhikkhu who desires to abide in voidness most of the time should reflect. When going for alms along a certain path, or in a certain region, or returning along a certain path, does interest or greed or anger, delusion, aversion arise in my mind on account of forms cognizable by eye consciousness? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, when going for alms along a certain path, or in a certain region, or returning along a certain path, interest or greed, or anger, or delusion, or aversion arises in my mind on account of forms cognizable by eye consciousness, then he should arouse effort to dispel those evil thoughts. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, when going for alms along a certain path, or in a certain region, or returning along a certain path, interest or greed or anger or delusion or aversion does not arise in my mind on account of forms cognizable by eye consciousness, then he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, when reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, when going for alms along a certain path, or in a certain region, or returning along a certain path, interest or greed or anger or delusion or aversion does not arise in my mind on account of sounds cognizable by ear consciousness, and so on for the other sense faculties. On account of sense cognizable by nose consciousness, on account of tastes cognizable by tongue consciousness, on account of touch cognizable by body consciousness, on account of thought cognizable by mind consciousness, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, when going for alms along a certain path, or in a certain region, or returning along a certain path, interest or greed or anger or delusion or aversion does not arise in my mind on account of thoughts cognizable by mind consciousness, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are my five strands of sensuality dispelled? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, my five strands of sensuality are not dispelled, he should arouse effort to dispel the five strands of sensuality. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, my five strands of sensuality are dispelled, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the five hindrances dispelled in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, the five hindrances are not dispelled in me, he should arouse effort to dispel the five hindrances. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows, the five hindrances are dispelled in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the five holding masses accurately understood by me. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five holding masses are not accurately understood, he should arouse effort to understand the five holding masses accurately. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five holding masses are accurately understood by me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the four establishments of mindfulness developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four establishments of mindfulness are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the four establishments of mindfulness. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four establishments of mindfulness are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the four right efforts developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four right efforts are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the four right efforts. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four right efforts are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the four supernormal powers developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four supernormal powers are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the four supernormal powers. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the four supernormal powers are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the five mental faculties developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five mental faculties are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the five mental faculties. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five mental faculties are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the five powers developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five powers are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the five powers. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the five powers are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, are the seven enlightenment factors developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the seven enlightenment factors are not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the seven enlightenment factors. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the seven enlightenment factors are developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, is the Noble Eightfold Path developed in me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the Noble Eightfold Path is not developed in me, he should arouse effort to develop the Noble Eightfold Path. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows the Noble Eightfold Path is developed in me, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, is my calm and insight developed? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows my calm and insight is not developed, he should arouse effort to develop calm and insight. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows calm and insight is developed, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Again, Sariputta, the bhikkhu should reflect, is science and release realized by me? When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows science and release of mind is not realized by me, he should arouse effort to develop science and release of mind. When reflecting, if the bhikkhu knows science and release of mind is realized, he should abide joyful and happy, training in those thoughts day and night. Sariputta, whoever recluse or Brahmin purified alms food in the past, did so reflecting in this manner. Whoever recluse or Brahmin would purify alms food in the future, will do so reflecting in this manner. Whoever recluse or Brahmin purifies alms food at present, do so reflecting in this manner. Sariputta, you should train in this manner. The Blessed One said thus, and Venerable Sariputta delighted in the words of the Blessed One. End of Pindapata Parisutta Suttang.